Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So we'll talk about your date this weekend in a moment, but we have a coworker. Mm-hmm. You had an encounter with him today.
I did.
Tell us what happened.
Well, I went into the production room, and he basically said, like, one of the worst things you can say to somebody in radio.
I hate your voice.
You sound nothing like you should. Or, I mean, you look nothing like you sound.
What?
Remix.
Sorry.
He said what to you?
He told me that I look nothing like I sound.
What? Why would you immediately take that as an insult?
Because it is an insult half the time.
Well, but you don't know.
So it's a weird thing to say. Listeners say it all the time, and we accept it there because they build up an image of what we look like, and not everybody can go to theboneonline.com and check out what we look like. So we understand when listeners say it, although it is one of the, really, in my opinion, one of the weirdest, dumbest things you can say.
You got to take these things like with a grain of salt. It's like when Derek called in and said, you have a black guy on your show. Now, I could have chose to get offended by that.
but you didn't. And you've forgotten about it.
What?
So it is a weird thing to say. Yeah. And Seth, you get it and I get it.
I've heard it my whole radio career at this point.
What do you hear, Seth?
I hear you don't look like how you sound. I thought you'd be skinnier. I thought you'd be nerdier. I thought you'd be cooler. I mean, I've heard it all.
Oh, me too. Thought you'd be older.
I always
fatter.
Whenever people say that, I apologize. I don't know what else to say at this point.
I don't apologize for being you.
Yeah, you don't look like how you sound. I'm sorry.
Well, so you're welcome for the free entertainment.
You don't look how you sound is inaccurate because we look and sound how we look and sound.
So then I asked him, well, how should I look? And he's like, oh, well, you just don't look like a normal radio girl. And he's like, you just look you look chiller.
Chiller.
It wasn't a compliment how I was dressed.
There's nothing chill about you.
That was what you were thinking.
I wish you were chill. You're more Netflix than chill.
I'm sorry.
So he said you look more chill than
basically, I'm a broken down version compared to most radio girls.
That's not what he was thinking.
I don't know that he meant it like that.
First of all, this guy's a nice guy.
Yes.
Is he?
Yeah,
the only thing I know about him is the encounter you guys had with him.
I mean, I think he's a nice guy.
He's cool.
Yeah.
I've talked to him several times.
I mean, he's got a fake name, but he's all right. He calls himself Drew, but his name's Andrew.
Oh.
Faker. So that's the only thing I have against him, but I call him Andrew, so I solved that problem. Let's find out what he meant by that. Hello, Andrew.
Oh, man. You know, right when the phone rang and I picked it up and I heard Nikki and I was like, they want to put me on hold because they want to talk to you. The first thing that came to mind was this conversation. The first interaction I've had with Nikki, and of course it's got to be something negative. And I do apologize if you did take this conversation that we had negatively. It was not in any way, shape, or form meant to be a negative conversation, Nikki. I do apologize.
Well, what did you mean then?
You sound, again, I have just recently become an employee there over the last, 3 or 4 months, and I have not had the pleasure of meeting you yet face to face. I've had the pleasure of meeting some of the other people on the radio, i.e. Holly and Carmen, and they are the short, they don't sound like they look as either. I wasn't expecting Holly to look the way she did, and again, it's just one of those things where it's like, you're meeting these people for the first time and you're finally like, oh, well, like Drew said, you build them up into your head of what they're supposed to look like or what you think they look like. And you just didn't look like that. And like you said, you had just gotten off of work and you had your work clothes on. So you just looked like you were just a chill person coming into work.
Well, then
you were actually coming from work.
Okay. Then can I ask you what you thought I was going to look like?
This is going to get good.
Say
it. Be honest.
With the way your voice is very kind of higher pitched, I was thinking you're more of a like 5'4", like kind of like Monica, like 5'4", little short, really short individual, and you're not. You're what, 5'7"?
Yeah, 5'7", 5'8".
You're a little taller.
So she's an Amazon so far. Got it.
Well, next to me, she's not an Amazon, so it's still. But again, it's just something that was someone who is smaller, more petite.
Uh-huh.
And you're not petite. You're a very healthy individual.
I'm fat.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, I am.
No, get a T.O., yes. baby. Get a T.O., baby.
No.
She's not petite,
don't
but she's really
it.
Sweet. No. Slam, jam, bam. There it is. It's out the open, baby.
Can I just say that you're a healthy individual might be the worst way to tell a girl she's bigger.
That's not what he's trying to
that
say.
Is what
no, it's
it.
Not.
He's not saying it in a negative way.
I heard it.
Kevin.
No, but
he did say he thought I was going to be tiny.
But you can't fault the guy for having an image
in his mind
based on hearing
a
voice.
No, I'm just saying that, but that's what he thought I was going to be tiny, and I'm not tiny. I'm a healthy individual.
But what you're talking about is more in your head than in his head.
When he said not petite, he spelled out to me exactly what he meant. I thought you would be smaller.
Yeah, I'm not small.
But Andrew?
Okay, so do you want me to sit there and say, like, you know, oh, you're some, you know, the you belong on, okay, what's the movie? Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory running around like a blackberry? No, you're not. You're not fat. You're healthy. Then that's it.
Okay. I'm not mad at you, just so you know. I'm not mad.
How fitting that Billy Joel has a song called Honesty.
Oh, by the way, we just got a tweet from Mike. It said, on Bone TV, Drew's bulge looks nothing like it sounds on the radio.
Did he think it'd be more petite? Is it healthy? So basically what you were trying to tell her, if I can summarize, Andrew, is that you thought she would be a tiny girl with a small frame, and instead she's quote-unquote healthy.
I would say that she does not match in my head what I thought she would look like.
Now, were you disappointed?
No, because you sound like you're also very upbeat and very happy and very personable, and that's exactly what I thought you would be like. And just looking at you, you seem like you have a great sense of humor outside of the work, and on the radio, it's a different kind of personality, and you don't. You have the same personality you do on the radio that you do in person. You're very happy and very go-lucky, and you seem like a very, as they say, bubbly person who's fun to be around.
I'm a lucky charm.
So, did you mean it as a compliment, or were you just speaking, like, not even thinking how it was going to be taken, Andrew?
For some reason, a lot of people like to take what I say as and kind of construe it in the way they want to think it, and it's unfortunate because I'm a very open and honest person. I'm not one to sit there and kind of pull any punches. I'll let you know how I feel, and that's how I felt. I was just like, wow, Nikki, okay, cool. That's what you look like, and that's it.
I think your boss described it the best. He said that you're unfiltered.
Yes.
I respect that.
I respect it from an on-air personality.
Yes.
What I respect from promo people is silence. I respect discretion, not talking to us, not looking in our office. I respect all of those things.
Yeah, but you could literally, I mean, you're going to get this from everybody who sees you for the first time.
Right.
And it's not a bad thing. You are who you are. They have
True.
Never seen you. I have opinions of people I've heard on the radio.
Sure.
And I don't, you know.
Yeah. When I met Mike, I thought, this dude looks pretty much exactly like what I thought he would look
yeah,
like.
Yeah, but if he didn't, it's a difference if you go, oh, man, you don't look like I thought. I would disappoint.
I would never say that to another radio
person.
You should
have seen the first time I met SBK. He goes, I thought you had a bigger beard.
you shaved your beard. I said, I don't like that. I like you on my avatar on Twitter.
A lot of people are saying, throw this guy a rope so he can climb himself out of the hole that he's in.
Hey, he's not in a hole.
I appreciate that he didn't back down at all from this. This is a very intimidating forum right here, and he held his own. He explained what he meant in the nicest way possible.
Well, he's bigger than all of us.
That is true. He is he is not as petite as I thought he was.
Let's not argue with a giant.
All right, everything cool, Nikki? You
yeah,
okay?
I'm totally fine.
Everything that you need to address. Andrew, any other shots that you'd like to take at Nikki while we still got you on the line?
Oh, no. Why would I want to take shots at Nikki? I want to take shots at you for, you know, since Mike likes to call you fat, you want to sit there and call yourself fat. But, you know, you yourself aren't fat.
I know.
So you'll be okay.
I appreciate
still love you, Drew.
Thank you very much. I know I'm not fat. But thank you very much. I appreciate the time. And
This guy's a great guy.
Good day
it's
to
nice
you.
Nice to get half off.
Thanks for working with us.
Anytime, anytime, guys.
Take
anytime.
It easy.
Thank you.
I admire him for going on the air.
Man, listen, it's scary. Even when the Calta show calls me and I know they're calling and you don't know what Mike wants, just imagine. I don't even know what Drew's feeling right now.
Right. I wanted to ask him if he had that pit of fear in his stomach that I get when I see that Mike is calling me.
Oh, it's always a setup.
Because that means we've arrived. Like if like someone is feeling like I feel when I see that Carmen's calling me to go on with Mike, that's awesome that someone would feel that terrified.
Hey, Mike wants to talk to you. We're going to go on right now, okay?
Like,
half, and that's it.
Half of me is aroused because it's Carmen whispering in my ear, and then the other half hears what she's saying, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to have to talk to Mike, and it's going to go horribly, and oh, my God, why am I doing this? I didn't know that you got into a fist fight with your dad, Seth.
Yeah, by accident.
How does one get into an accidental fist fight?
You walked into his fist?
or he walked into yours.
There's a big fight because I there might have been some credit cards taken out of my name and maxed out, and I got really upset about that because I was trying to save up money to move out of the house.
Wait, you got mad at your parents just because they took out a credit card in your name and maxed it out?
Yeah.
Sensitive.
So I think I started yelling, and then I think my brother Brett, I think we started fighting. Then my dad came over, and I think I threw a few punches, and like my mom was in the middle. And then I left the house, and I never came back. So
wow.
I probably would still be living with my parents if that never happened. So I'm kind of grateful for that evening.
That actually happened on Lost. You should have watched it.
You know what? Knowing you as well as I do, had that not happened, I'm fairly certain that you'd still live at home.
Yeah, because, you know, my brothers have, you know, been at home for a while. Mm-hmm. They both graduated college, so they were staying there when they finished.
Right.
And, I probably would still be at home if I didn't get in a fight with my parents that night.
Well, it's a good thing that you did.
Damn right.
727-579-1025. Liberation through violence.
Take that, Dave.
John. And happy belated birthday. Johnny, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, you guys, what's going on?
What's up, Johnny?
So, yeah, it's kind of similar to Seth's. I got in a fight with my dad when I was 15, and it was when I left home. I got thrown out of the house.
Now, tell us what led up to the fight, please.
Well, basically, my dad is a military guy, and he did not play about bad grades. I was goofing off. I was in marching band, and I was having fun. And my grades came back real bad, and we were having to come to Jesus talk, you know, and he says, you know what, no more marching band. And I
More marching band. Holy crap. Where are you going to find girls?
Exactly. But no, I started freaking out because that marching band was kind of my big deal, and I stood up. And you don't stand up to another guy in his own house. He stood up and pushed me back down. I threw a girly punch at him.
Uh-oh.
My dad was very, 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 very efficient in jiu-jitsu. He's a 5th-degree black belt. And he caught my hand, rolled me up into a pretzel, asked me who I thought I was, and, like, walked me out the front door and threw me in the grass.
Damn, dude. See, my parents were, my mom's Jewish and my dad's not, so my parents would do half jiu-jitsu on me, which was pretty bad. But sorry that you had to get physical. Are you on good terms with your parents now?
Yeah. My dad, unfortunately, he's passed away. He passed away back when I was 21. But me and my mom are cool. I was on the phone crying to my mom when it happened. I hate him, man. I hate him.
Oh, my God. Did you did you make peace with your dad before he died, or did he die thinking that you hated him?
It was, dude, I'll be honest. We resolved the fight. You know, I was allowed to come back over to the house after a couple months, but I wasn't allowed to move back in. Last time I saw him, we weren't totally buds, but it was cool, you know.
Wow, that is great. Oh, hold on one second. We have a call coming in from your dad.
Oh, Jesus.
Johnny. Why'd you hit me, a little punk? You're out of the marching band forever. No more contrabassoon for you, Johnny. And I see what you're doing at night. Stop it. You'll grow hair on your palms, Johnny. Who's my little soldier?
I'm a little soldier.
You're my little soldier, Johnny. I want you to drop it. Give me 50, Johnny.
One, two.
You say sir, yes, sir, when I'm talking to you. This is your ghost dad, Johnny.
Sir, yes, sir, ghost dad.
And this is your dad's new ghost lover, Johnny.
I said don't ask, don't tell. Ghost lover.
Oh, man. He's got some explaining to do.
Johnny, thanks for the call, bro. Appreciate it. Thanks for laughing at that, too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Anytime a guy can laugh that we're entertaining his dead dad.
I've always wanted to be a ghost lover.
I always wanted to be a dead dad. Daniel, oh, hold on 1 second. This one's even better. Kim, why'd you get physical with your mom?
Well, I have one biological child, and I did find out that I was pregnant with her very young. I was 16.
Ooh.
And,
ooh.
Yep. Yep.
Ooh.
And I have one. She's 27 now.
Good job.
But when, thank you. And when I found out, I was at my grandmother's house, and I was telling her first so we could break it to my mother.
Sure.
So we brought my mother over, and we sat down and told her. So at the time, I didn't have a car. I had a moped. So my mom proceeded to call me a bunch of sluts, this, that, and the other. Leave my grandmother's house, get on my moped, and drive up and down my grandma's house calling me a slut. You slut, you slut, you slut. And I finally had enough of slut, and I went outside, and as I ran out on the sidewalk, she was driving by on the moped, and I pushed her, and she and the moped went tumbling over.
Oh, my God. You knocked your mom off a moped because she called you a slut.
I did.
Did you end up being a slut?
No. Oh. I have one child.
That doesn't have anything to do with it.
I mean, you may bang it all over the place, but just doing it safely. Now, are you? Is your mom currently alive, or is she passed?
Just like the other caller, she passed at age 42.
Oh, no.
And at that time, my child was 6, and they had a great relationship. She and I, you know, made amends. I put myself through school and been in the dental field for 25 years, so.
Kimberly, this is me, your ghost mommy.
What's up, Mom? It's Friday. I know you got that ball going.
Kimberly, I want you to know that I don't think you're a slut anymore.
Aw, thanks, Mom. That means a lot.
You're a filthy whore! 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 I'm on my moped! Whore! 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 This is my new whore! Slut! 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 Whore!
You're funny.
I forgive you,
Mom.
I forgive you, Kimberly. I love you. Say hello to my 10 grandchildren for me. Whore!
You're wrong for that one, Drew.
All right, sorry, I'm going to hell. Have yourself a great day, though, okay?
You too. Have a great weekend, guys. Be safe.
Thank you. You too. God.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.